This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arcan, Andy Hart. Your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Nice to have you with us here today. Why do we play that clip of Trent Frederick? I forget who we knocked out there.
The one puncher?
David Gustafson.
Gustafson, thank you very much. Gustafson, who was not a fighter.
Boom!
Only took one hard straight right there for that to be over. Trent Frederick, one of the tougher guys on the Bruins.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily a big-time goal scorer or anything like that, but a good teammate, hard worker, tough guy, willing combatant most of the time. He stands up for his teammates, not afraid to go out there, mix it up, and throw his fists around. Apparently, the Bruins have talked to Frederick about an extension, and they appear to be very, very far apart, like incredibly far apart. And I wonder, number one, who's far apart and why? Like, they were far apart with Jeremy Swayman. Jeremy Swayman was considered himself anyway, a top-tier goalie. What does Trent Frederick consider himself to be? Does Trent Frederick think that he should be getting what? Like, you know, like, that's sort of where I'm at. And what do the Bruins think Trent Frederick is? Because if they're very far apart, that to me implies that Trent Frederick is overvaluing himself to an extent that I'm not sure what it is, or the Bruins are undervaluing him, or some combination of both of those things.
Probably both.
Closer to the truth, I would say, is that it's a combination of those two things. But I also wonder if a person like Trent Frederick is coming out with unreasonable demands for his next contract extension.
I doubt it. Unreasonable in terms of
he said to his agent, I want out of here. I don't want to play for this team.
Oh, intentionally unreasonable.
So why don't you tell him that if we want an extension, it's going to have to be something crazy, and that's the only way you're going to get me to stay in this bleep show that's going on here in Boston right now. And I know that sounds weird. Bruins fan, oh, no, that's not how it is. Everybody loves playing in Boston. You're right. That's true. In the past, Bergeron, Krejci, all these guys, they love Boston. They wanted to stay here forever. Tuca, everyone. I mean, it was the place to be. Boston, playing in Boston was the hotness. Everyone's like playing in Miami in the early 2000s when LeBron was there. You know, it's what everybody wanted to do. They all wanted to come to Boston. I wonder if that's starting to fade away now. I wonder if people like Trent Frederick are looking around and saying, you know, I could be somewhere else doing more. I could be in a place that's a little less dysfunctional than this. I could be. Who knows? I mean, the name a place. Like, that's sort of what I'm wondering, because I think there's potential for that to start happening here. You fired your coach. You did get a little bit of a bump after that. You started playing some real teams, and now all of a sudden you're getting your ass kicked again. You got Calgary tonight, who's pretty good. Like, I wonder. I wonder if maybe a little bit of that's starting to creep in.
Well, there's certainly a possibility. It's not a – I mean, there's no guaranteed winning, if anything. Hell, people like you were wondering a little while ago if this was time to blow everything up.
Uh-huh.
Like, total organizational redo. Is that the kind of place where if you're a pending free agent, you're thinking about, yeah, I want to stay there. I mean, I have no idea what it's going to look like. Don't know who will be coaching me. Don't know who will be signing me. Mm-hmm. Don't know who I'll be playing with. But, yeah, sign me up for that. So you're right. They're probably, what do you call it, the suck tax?
The suck tax,
yes. I don't know if they're quite in suck tax range, but you need to convince me financially that the insecurity elsewhere in the world of Bruins hockey
mm-hmm.
is worth it. I think that's a fair argument to make. You know, he's not a star. So he's certainly not, like you said, Swayman.
Right.
He's not a guy that thinks, but he's going to make money. He will be paid handsomely to play hockey in the NHL next year, right? Like, he's on that level of player.
He is.
Because it's funny, I was reading some stuff from Fluto like a week or 10 days ago, his slow start, were you thinking about your contract? And some of his quotes were like, I've always felt like a guy that always thinks about his contract, like his next contract. Like, you can be replaced in the NHL. I've never felt like I was a guy that was on sure footing, mm-hmm. that kind of mentality.
Right.
And now he's probably like, yeah, I do want to get a little stability, financially and otherwise. And do the Bruins look like a stable organization right now?
At the moment, no, they don't.
No.
Here's what Elliot Friedman at Sportsnet up in Canada had to say. He said, there are definitely some teams out there that feel the Bruins and Frederick won't be able to get a deal done. He's the kind of player that playoff teams are going to want. They're really going to want a guy like that. He's a good teammate, competitive, likes to fight, very popular teammate, so I think there's a lot of interest in him. We'll see where it goes, but whatever the Bruins' intentions are here, they're getting a lot of calls about him. Mike Grinnell, who's the producer over at Spittin' Chicklets and who I taught everything he knows, by the way, when we worked together at ESPN New Hampshire. He was an intern up there. I taught him all about production. He's clearly taken that and done a lot with it. But, yes, I'll tell you what. You ask Mike Grinnell, who taught him everything he knows, will say Arcan did. Mike Grinnell says,
interesting.
I've heard the Bruins and Frederick aren't even in the same stratosphere for a contract yet. Who knows what will happen, but sounds like they aren't close as of now. And, yes, I do realize how much I just sounded like Gary Tanguay when I just said that. I taught him everything he knows. Hey, I broke him into the business.
Everybody hated Gary Tanguay.
He owes it all to me.
He was a nice fellow.
Tanguay's the best.
Yeah.
I love Tanguay.
Gambia.
I'm one of the only people that Tanguay doesn't take credit for making into a star. Maybe because I'm not a star, but, yeah, it's one of the
I was going to say,
one of
the implication
people.
There was you're
true.
A star.
I know. Well,
the ego on this guy.
Afternoon Drive at WEEI.
Host
you know?
One.
I mean, listen, host one. I maybe not a star, but, you know, I got a pretty good job right now. You know what I mean. He takes credit for everybody,
yes.
Tanguay, except me. So there you go. Although the one time I ever worked on TV at NBC Sports Boston, it was with Tanguay.
You were only on NBC Sports Boston once?
Well, he blinked a million times, and then they didn't have him back.
That was the story.
I asked Arcan like a couple weeks ago, and Blinker. All honestly, he was like, man, I just blinked too much. I can't help it.
No, did you really? No one's told me that. No one at NBC Sports Boston told me that. It's just what I think. It's my own insecurity.
Do you have a
I
clip?
Think that's what it is.
That we could post and mock?
A long time ago. You could probably find it online. If you look up Arcan, NBC Sports Boston,
DB,
you can probably find
assignment,
it online.
Challenge.
I don't think I blinked that much. I remember what we talked about. We talked about Martellus Bennett. We talked about something about Julian Edelman.
You're so blinking whatever a lot year, right now while talking about
whatever, it. I blink a lot all the time. Whatever year Bennett was there, whatever year Martellus Bennett was on the Patriots, it was like in the winter of that year.
Martellus
Bennett, not Michael. Martellus the tight end. I remember we did a segment on him, and Pete Prisco said something about him, and we did a whole segment on that.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
So whatever it was, but that was the one time. It was back when they were in Burlington. So it was a long time ago. And then I was doing nights for a long time, so I couldn't have done it anyway, even if I wanted to. And now that I'm back to a normal schedule, they have not reached out to me. So you've got to make of that what you will. I think it's the blinking. I'm trying to work on it. I can't really. There's nothing I can do. It's like an involuntary thing.
How do you stop blinking?
I don't know. I mean, I don't need to blink so much, I guess.
But if you don't blink, you're going to stare or something, or you're going to bug out.
I know.
There's something is.
That's
going to be
I'm
an adverse
about.
Effect from not blinking.
Yeah, none of this screams TV right now.
Ew. Right? I just don't know.
Something
don't know
to
what
work
to do
on.
About it. But what are you going to do? I gesture a lot, you know, like I got a lot going on.
I think that's
on.
Fine. If people think you're engaged with the topic, I think that actually endears you to the viewer.
Well, we'll see. I mean, there's no way to know because they don't.
Or it's a hostage video.
It could be that.
Blink
too.
Once if you're safe, twice if you want out. 1,000 times, I don't know what 1,000 blinks means.
Blink once if you want Mayo fired. Blink twice if, yeah.
Yeah.
Blink 875,000 times.
If you never want to do TV again.
If you don't want to be on TV again here at NBC Sports Boston, which our defined friends over there. My phone is open. I don't have you blocked.
It'll ring anytime.
Anytime you
want to
call.
Even during the show, and he'll accuse somebody else of having their phone on. Yeah,
that's true, because no one calls me. By the way, no one actually called. It was another one of those
spam
phone calls.
Likely.
That's all I get. I just get spam calls. That's pretty much it. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. The Patriots, dysfunctional and reeling after this loss to the Arizona Cardinals. And you know who ripped them the hardest? Not me. Not Andy. Not Breer. Not Chris Curtis. Mike Reese.
Ouch.
Mike Reese. Just went
cuts the deepest.
No holds barred. Hit him up to make a reference there. Just lambasted them in his notes column today. We will get to that next.